This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Corn futures jumped yesterday, highest they've been in more than 7 years, those futures. Soybeans, too. And all that ag news got us thinking about April Hemmes. She is our corn and soybean farmer out in Iowa, with whom we have not spoken in many a month. Hey, April, how are you?
Hi, Kai. I'm doing good today. How about you?
Always
good. Is it sunny there in California?
It's always sunny here in California.
Or wherever you're at.
And it's always a good day when I get to talk to you. So, you know, just makes my job better.
Woohoo!
So I'll tell you what. Did you hit the button already? You recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
All right. Well,
we're good to go.
Let's get this show on the road. How are things on the farm, as it were?
Well, things on the farm, corn planting is progressing great, but as usual, we had snow and sleet and rain yesterday and 40-degree temperatures, and today it's supposed to be 80 degrees. So welcome to springtime in Iowa.
I read in the notes that I have for this conversation that you just sold a bunch of corn and soybeans for, like, really good prices. Is that true? And how did that come to pass?
Well, not a whole bunch. I'm trickling it out because corn was up the limit again today. So I did not sell a lot. I still had some to sell as of last fall, where a lot of guys don't. So therein lies the problem of there's not a lot out there. But the reality is these markets are double what we could sell. I mean, not even a year ago, months ago. It's crazy.
How come? What's going on?
Well, I tell you what, I could give you a list of all the things that's going on, but we don't have enough and everybody wants it. Exports are way up. The Brazil crop, their weather's crappy in Brazil, which I always personally like. And like I always say, there's not just one black swan in this, there's a whole flock. But for agriculture, they seem to be laying golden eggs for us right now. But all that means is our inputs are going to go up next year.
Come your inputs are going to go up for next year?
Because they can. Supply and demand. That's what I always say. And then there's China, of course.
Well, so let's talk about China for a second, because you said exports were up, and I got to wondering how you're thinking about global trade. We've talked about that a couple of times and getting through this pandemic. I mean, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Well, I tell you what, China has just increased their buying dramatically. They're almost up to where they were pre-trade war. And as far as the phase one, speaking as April Hemmes farmer and a lot of other farmers, we're really kind of surprised this administration just kind of left it alone.
Well,
so
phase one is that part of the trade deal that the Trump administration said, look, the Chinese are going to buy a huge bunch of stuff. They actually haven't. And, you know, I talked to the USTR, the trade representative, the other day, Ambassador Tai, and she said, yeah, we're comfortable keeping the tariffs on China and keeping things where they are so that China knows we're serious. I get the feeling, though, that you're not wild about what the administration's doing.
Well, I'm just surprised. I thought they would come in and do away with everything that was done by the past administration. But we all know we need to get tough on China.
Yeah.
And really, ag has reached, I think it's almost 80% of what they said they were going to buy in phase one. So agriculture's not doing too bad. But, I mean, a lot of people don't know the tariffs are still on.
Yes, they are.
You know, that's never good for agriculture.
You could come host this program. I say that all the time. Trade war's still on. Last thing, April, and then I'll let you go and get back to work running the farm. But when are you going to know how the crop is this year? I mean, how long between planting and you saying it's going to be a good year or a bad year?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I'm sitting right now, we're planting in dry dust. I mean, we have had no rain for a long time, and that's not good. So when will we know? Oh, boy. Probably June, July. Right. We'll have a good handle on it. And if I'm driving a Rolls Royce because I sold the rest of my crop, I'll let you know.
Fair enough. April Hemmes, she's our farmer. Middle of Iowa someplace. April, thanks a lot. It's always good to talk to you.
You bet. You too.